absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 247 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Lawrence Borgmann and our show today is about working abroad. Maybe you've always dreamed about stepping into a new work environment overseas. Well, we are going to hear from Nika and Sandy, who explored new experiences as a bartender and as a guest lecturer, and how their work abroad enhanced their professional skills. I think you will be surprised at some of the challenges they faced and perhaps even a little disgusted. In our first part, absolutely unpronounceable, Nika from Georgia in the Caucasus region talks about his semester studying in Norway while also working as a bartender. He explains some of the language challenges he faced.
Well, me not understanding, and I said, kan jeg få en pusa? Which actually means, can I have a kiss? So...
In our second part, absolutely disgusting, Sandy from Australia shares her personal hardships during her transition into a German university and new teaching style. She had an unpleasant encounter with a vending machine as she was not brave enough to try her German at the counter of the university restaurant.
So I literally drank dirty vending machine water because I was too shy to go to the Mensa.
In our third part, absolutely skillful, we come back to Nika, who draws conclusions about improving his multitasking skills during his time in Norway.
It was so interesting in terms of understanding my abilities towards multitasking that I stayed there until the end of my exchange program.
So let us start the show. For our first part, absolutely unpronounceable, our editor Calvin took the microphone and interviewed Nika from Georgia. He asked him whether his work relationships in Northern Europe had to be more formal than in the Caucasus region.
Well, I think it was vice versa, because in Georgia I have been always highly formal towards my employees and towards my employer as well. And I've been trying to keep the distance and trying to separate my private life from my work life in Georgia. But in Norway, while working as a bartender, my manager was my friend as well. And we used to go, when we had a free time, we used to go to, for example, party or go sailing or do something like that. Yeah, so mainly the formality level was different. Georgia compared to Norway. In Norway, I was more informal in terms of work rather than in Georgia, I would say.
So when you arrived in Norway and you started working as a bartender, did you see people doing things completely different and you thought to yourself, gee, we do it completely different in Georgia?
While working in Georgia, I was mostly oriented on one task at a time, so I have not been multitasking much. As a bartender, I had to do 10 different things at one time. For example, make coffee, get cups, or check the ice, serve drinks. Yeah, and it has been a bit of a challenge, I would say, and a difference in my work attitudes. And at first, I had a bit of struggles with that. For example, while coffee was getting done, I was checking on the ice, and I'm like, oh, is the coffee already done? So I had to stop working on checking the ice and go through coffee. But then I looked at people and observed people working at the same time. So, and that helped me a lot to understand how multitasking works.
Do you recall any challenges you faced because of a language barrier or intercultural differences?
Well, yes, definitely. There was a thing once we were in the bar, and I have been getting an order. And in terms of language difference, there is a question that I have been taught. Kan jeg få en pose? That actually means that, can I have a bag? While me not understanding, and I said, kan jeg få en pose? Which actually means, can I have a kiss? So I actually asked my colleague to give me a kiss instead of the bag. So there was a bit of a challenge in terms of learning, studying the Norwegian language. and asking those kind of awkward questions of about kisses or the bags, but it has been not a big challenge, but I would say it a bit of pronunciation way. Yeah, so mainly acquiring the language, but in terms of communication itself, there was no challenge at all.
You are listening to Absolutely Intercultural about working abroad. My name is Lawrence Borgmann, and I must say, I wonder if Nika ever got his kiss in the end. Now, in our second part, Absolutely Disgusting, let's hear from Sandy, a guest lecturer from the University of the Sunshine Coast, about her adventures in Germany. She kindly accepted to be interviewed, even though she had a very strong cold at the time. Calvin began by asking her about difficulties in dealing with daily life in a foreign language. Like Nika, Sandy also experienced a couple of misunderstandings in the beginning. By the way, the German expression for a university restaurant is Mensa.
So early in my first visit, I had gone to get some lunch, and I didn't want to have to try and say the words that I didn't know how to say. And so I went to the vending machine to get some soup. And there was a label on the soup, which I didn't understand, but I don't care. Any soup was good soup, so I didn't really care what flavour it was. I just put my money in and bought my soup. Anyway, it was terrible. It was the worst soup I've ever had in my life. It tasted like dirty water. Now, it was several weeks later that I discovered that that label on the vending machine was the German word for empty. So I literally drank dirty vending machine water because I was too shy to go to the Mensa and order my lunch.
Is that what you call a hard lesson?
Oh, that was absolutely a difficult lesson, and one that I deserved because even the Mensa ladies are very patient, and everyone in Germany has been very patient with my poor German skills.
So since you've arrived in Germany, have you had any good mentors that have helped you to adapt to this new environment?
I wouldn't say a mentor as such, but because I've been teaching with a German colleague this time, it's really given me an opportunity to see how it works here. So like I said to you, on my first visit, I just did everything my own way. This time I've been able to see what the differences are between how I normally teach and how Germans normally teach. And I think that we complement each other very well. I've been thinking about how to describe this, and you know the story of the how motivation requires a carrot and a stick, and I'm like the carrot, I think, and he's the stick. So he's more direct and I'm more indirect. He's a bit harsher and I'm a bit softer, a bit gentler. And it's been really rewarding for me to, first of all, to be able to take that role, but also to learn to be more direct and a little bit more forward. And this is something that I really want to take home with me and implement in my own practice. I wrote to my colleagues in the first or second week that I was here and said, oh, can you believe the students were talking, and in order to stop them talking, he said, please listen. And that was just so direct to me. My colleagues wrote back and said, really? He said that?
Do you think your colleagues will notice a difference in yourself when you return home?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. I hope so, because it's something that I'll actually talk to them about, particularly my female colleagues. We talk about how to be more forceful, and there are a few of us that talk about, as a mother, that there's a societal expectation that you'll be soft and gentle, and that's very helpful in teaching in many regards, especially with our students who are nervous. But at the same time, we also have to be forward and direct and a bit more assertive. And so we're trying to learn to be more assertive. And so, yes, I hope that I will, that they won't have to notice it, because I'll be telling them about it and we'll be practicing it together.
Undoubtedly, Sandy will never forget the German word on the soup machine, leer, that made her drink dirty water. But in fact, it means empty. Apparently, the more assertive and direct teaching style in Germany also impressed her, and she's going to share that intercultural classroom experience with her colleagues in Australia. From the evaluation, I know that the students quite enjoyed the double teaching and the culturally different styles, which Sandy called stick and carrot. Let us hope that Sandy will come back to teach at Rhein-Ahr Campus again in 2 years' time. In our third part, Absolutely Skillful, Calvin asked Nika to talk about what intercultural lessons he took away from Norway.
Well, I would say that Norway itself has given me a lot of good examples from my life and a lot of good experiences. Even though I was not planning to work as a bartender a lot, it was so interesting in terms of understanding my abilities towards multitasking that I stayed there until the end of my exchange program. And it helped me to develop not only my skills in terms of working and being intellectual and working on the highly sophisticated documents, but also my reactions towards something, my speed of doing something, and my reactions of doing 10 things at the same time. So it helped me not only to do one thing and do it with a high quality, but also do 10 things with the same quality at the same time. So that helped me a lot.
There we have it. Although working abroad can lead to misunderstandings, it teaches us new skills such as multitasking or assertiveness that we might not have had the chance to practice so much in our own countries. When we are working abroad, we have many opportunities to help us develop ourselves. It's just a question of how we take advantage of them. Do not let the language barrier deter you from accepting an international job. Who knows? When you ask for a bag, in the end, you might end up with a kiss, but you will survive that. Thank you to all our guests and listeners who joined us for today's show. What about you? If you would like to take a profession to a new country, where would you go? Please share your points of view with us. Perhaps we could even connect you. You may have seen that we have new editors, Vitor Lima from Brazil and Calvin Mitchell from Australia. So what are you two guys going to do in the break between the semesters now? Because the winter semester is over and you have a couple of months. Any plans?
Yeah, my interculturally adventure is over now. And after 1 year making an exchange program in Germany, I am finally going back to Brazil to finish my bachelor in business administration. It was a pleasure for me to work in internship and to make podcasts. And I believe that one pressure skills that I learned here was how to work under pressure. Because I had a lot of situations that I had a lot of tasks to do in a very short period of time. And I believe that this will be very skillful in my work environment in my own country.
What about you? Do you have any plans for your holidays? Are you staying in Germany?
My name's Calvin. No, I'm not staying in Germany. I'm going to go on a bicycle tour. Working in the office here has taught me a lot of things, and especially initiative and the ability to trust in my own decisions. And so I'm feeling quite confident, maybe a little too confident. So I will be on the bicycle for a month in February through France and Italy, and hopefully I come back with my fingers intact.
Oh my God, yes, I hope you will, because we need you for the next podcast. Well, I will use my own semester holidays for going abroad too. I'm going to leave to India this week. And I'm going to teach at our partner universities in India, the Indian Institute of Technology in Madras and Pondicherry University. Both of these universities are in the south of India. And of course, I'm hoping to bring back some skills from that very different working place. And well, we'll be able to apply them here in Germany. What I will certainly bring back is some sound bites from India. And I'm sure you will hear those in the next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural, you can get more information about this and about previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we're also on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free. And please give us a rating and perhaps a comment. Our next show is coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 6th of March 2020. Until then,
bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.